You're listening to Marketplace Weekend, where the economy meets real life. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Usually when we talk about TV on this show, we are talking about things you can watch streaming on Netflix or Amazon or Hulu, but not this week. A new network is launching on actual cable television aimed at millennials. The news outlet Vice is up with its own network channel, Viceland. And here to tell us more is our entertainment correspondent, Adrian Hill. Hi, Adrian.
Hey, Lizzie.
Give us the big picture of what Vice is up to.
All right. So Viceland, which is the new channel from Vice, is replacing A&E's network H2. And if you've never heard of it, neither had I. It was a spinoff of the History Channel, underperforming spinoff. So Viceland is trying to cater to the millennial crowd with this network and attract some people who already consume Vice's content online. Most of Vice, as you know, is sort of digital. It's also got a presence on HBO. They're launching with shows that center on sort of edgy, jumpy, first-person investigative journalism-style documentaries. They've got Spike Jonze as their creative director. They've got hosts that are well-known like Ellen Page. I spoke with TV critic Brian Lowry, and he gave me a pretty succinct description of this network.
Each show comes with sort of a cutesy title that's designed to make copy editors crazy. Things like Weedekit and Gaycation. And then each of them basically takes sort of a subset of, you know, American life or the human experience and then comes at it in a very sort of narrow way, which I felt as if you handed a channel over to a group of anthropology professors and said, here, you've got your own linear cable channel. This is sort of what it would end up looking like.
I mean, appealing, unappealing, you tell me, Lizzie.
Well, it's interesting from a branding standpoint, right? You have, I would suppose, built-in audiences in certain ways. I want to ask you about some of these shows. But first, Vice has a reputation for being a little, for lack of a better word, bro-y, appealing
Fair
to
enough.
Young dudes. Do these shows do that? I mean, it doesn't sound like Gaycation, if you've got Ellen Page hosting it, does that. But what do we have?
Some of what you're going to see on Vice is the reason people like Vice, and you're going to see some of that bro-y stuff. But I think they're trying to offer more to other people as well. So you have Gaycation with Ellen Page, which looks actually like a pretty interesting show. You have Weedekit, which focuses on the culture of marijuana. There's a show called Noisy, which is a travel show that looks at music scenes around the world. But there's no radical rethink here. I mean, this is, again, that like edgy Vice as you know it.
The radical rethink question, I suppose, follows on, wait a minute, if you're already this well-known digital brand, what are you doing going on mainstream television?
Right. I mean, it does seem a little bit like going backwards. And I talked to an analyst about this, and he had a couple of thoughts. One is that even though we hear all about millennials abandoning television, abandoning cable as we know it, there's still a majority of millennial households have a cable subscription. The second is that ad dollars are still huge on linear television. So if they can make this work and attract the audience, there's a huge potential advertising payout. And three, he said, because Vice is partnering with A&E, the stakes just aren't that high. They didn't go out and spend millions to buy a channel. They're not building a subscriber base from zero. The subscribers are already there because they had H2. You know, it's not risk-free, but there's not a ton of risk. And finally, if it doesn't work out, he said, Vice can just put this stuff on its digital platforms where people already are.
Wow.
Yeah.
What is in it then for A&E, their partner?
Well, again, low stakes, right? I mean, H2 wasn't doing much. So there's an opportunity here to take Vice and really breathe some life and some hipness and some youth into cable.
Are there shows you're particularly looking forward to?
So, Lizzie, I'm a cord cutter myself. I do not get Viceland.
Entertainment correspondent.
I watch so much television. I just don't watch it in the traditional way.
Okay.
There's nothing I'm going to go out of my way to watch immediately. But, you know, there's another hurdle for Viceland here, and that is that even for people like me who like documentary-style programming and like investigative journalism, there's so many outlets right now for that and for that done well. I mean, HBO, CNN is getting into docs, Showtime, Netflix. So Viceland has stiff competition even in this sort of genre that I think lots of people are attracted to right now.
Adrian Hill, our entertainment correspondent, thank you very much.
Thanks, Lizzie.